A new Dalton subpoena. It targets financial information for Mayor Tiffany Henyard. Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard. Her spending on trips. Yeah. Federal government has said, we need to see the receipts for your what happened in Vegas, stays in Vegas trip, and you know, all those other things that you got reimbursed for. We're going to take just a little tiny peek, see. Yep. All right. Let's get into it. What does this new subpoena development look like? Here we go. Tiffany Henyard, Super Mayor. You're not familiar with this storyline. So this is the village of Dalton. It's like a half an hour south of Chicago. You've literally got a mayor there who, and she also holds another governmental position, who has kind of gone rogue. She's just kind of gone off and done her own thing. And by that, I mean, she just basically, you know, runs around the city, kind of running it like her own little fiefdom. And she's getting in a little bit of hot water. We had this governmental trip from the officials of Dalton to Vegas. Cause I mean, I'm sure, yeah, that's a genius idea. Hey, let's go to Vegas. I'm sure, you know, what could possibly go wrong here? Well, yeah. And then she spent a lot on security. She's just got all kinds of stuff that the, you know, council members are like, hey, what's going on here? We're getting in hot trouble. We're getting in hot water. Where's all our money going? Now, the feds are agreeing and they're saying, where is all your money going? A new federal subpoena delivered recently to Dalton Village Hall seeks detailed records about trips made by village officials and expenses they were reimbursed for, as well as payments made to Mayor Tiffany Henyard, Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard, and the village's chief administrator. It's the second time investigators have visited the village looking for documents in what they say is a probe that is in its early stages and has not yet resulted in any charges. Yeah, we just need to ask you some questions, and there's no charges yet, but if you wouldn't mind, I don't know, giving us all your books, giving us all your receipts, we kind of just want to have somebody, you know, take a little quick peek, see, and just, yeah, see where you've been spending your money. The most recent subpoena asks for more detailed information about expense reimbursements and other payments made by the village to Henyard and Keith Freeman. He's the village administrator. This is according to trustees who have separately hired I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's according to trustees who have separately hired former mayor Lori Lightfoot. Oh my gosh, you guys didn't vote for Lightfoot, and yet you think somehow it's a genius move to bring her in to basically run this investigation regarding a rogue mayor of a village in Chicago. I mean, How in the world did you guys hire Lori Lightfoot? Oh, she came highly recommended. Out of a three-woman race, she came in third, meaning she didn't even get out of her primary. People are like, nope, she's terrible. She's awful. Anybody but her. And you know what? I am not sure that Let's Go Brandon Johnson isn't worse than Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I think he might be worse. It's neck and neck. You know, it's one of those things where they'd be, you know, just falling at the end line to get over that finish line. Between those two, they equally have some just terrible, terrible ways in which they deal with stuff. So anyway, we got Beetlejuice investigating Super Mayor and a village finance trip made by her a year ago to Las Vegas. Anybody out there under the age of, I don't know, 40 is listening, and you think anything to do with going to Vegas would be a good idea, even if it's for your own bachelor party or bachelorette party, you're going to have something go sideways on you. If you just want to go there and party like a rock star and have fun, hey, that's what Vegas is for. Anything else? Yeah, we're going to go to Vegas and we're going to call it a business trip. And, you know, it's just going to be the greatest thing ever. Although it appears federal investigators are digging deeper into the village, trustees said that Thursday it's important to continue with Lightfoot, who will be paid $400 an hour to investigate said super mayor and her administration. On this channel, you will find a full-on podcast on former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot looking in to this investigation. She's literally, she is chairing this investigation at $400 an hour. So how does this make any sense at all? Now, it's 2024 and Chicago politics. So the answer is yes. Yes, it does. The next village board meeting is Monday, and it's possible that Supermayor could veto the hiring of Lightfoot, approved by four trustees, opposed to her administration April 8th at a Dalton Park district facility. So you've got a whole bunch of, well, the council's doing this, and the supermayor is vetoing and doing this. Supermayor running around with her police cadre, hassling business owners. Yeah, you've just got that whole kind of deal going on. It's wild. The feds have their own investigation, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to provide us with the results right away. You think? Yeah. Why would they? This is from trustee Brittany Norwood said Thursday. We don't know how long it will take for the investigation since they are just getting started. Trustee Jason House said that Lightfoot, Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot, as part of her investigation, has resources that add value to the board's ability to make decisions, but that we want to be mindful of what is being spent on this in light of the federal investigation. Do you need your own investigation when you've got the feds doing one already? I mean, yeah, isn't a lot of this because budget has had a tough time, as all governmental agencies in 2024 have had a difficult time? Everybody is generating less tax revenue, not more. And I would assume Dalton, Village of Dalton, is in the same exact case. And you guys want to know. So spending $400 an hour to have Beetlejuice run your investigation? Okay. All right. I think you got sold a bill of goods. I really do. Lori Lightfoot, you know, she spent the last however many years just basically running Chicago into the ground. And so then therefore one of the suburbs being run into the ground by, you know, yet another super mayor is somehow, this all makes sense. It makes no sense to me again, but you know, what do I know? He said the detailed financial information requested in the new subpoena should be a wake-up call for everybody in the Dalton government. The transparency is a requirement of the law. House and other trustees have said that Henyard and her administration have kept them in the dark about the true state of village finances. So there's all these questions. What's going on? Where's our money going? What's happening? And that during her tenure, Dalton has accrued a multi-million dollar deficit. Is it $5 million? Is it $7 million? These are just some of the numbers that I'm rattling off the top of my head that I've heard. Well, it could be as high as this. It's the second delivery of subpoenas at Village Hall in recent weeks, with federal investigators delivering paperwork seeking documents April 19th. That is a whole thing is just so crazy, right? Those subpoenas, which two sources said did not name Henyard, came just days after Dalton Chief Administration Keith Freeman, a close ally of Henyard, was charged with bankruptcy fraud in U.S. District Court as part of a related investigation. All right, so we've got bankruptcy fraud. We've got an alleged some kind of sex charge. One of the it wasn't a member of the Village of Dalton's board, council, whatever you want to call it. But somebody who went to Vegas said that, they maybe got R-worded. Yeah, not good, right? See, you got the whole Vegas thing. You got the money thing. You got bankruptcy fraud going on. You got Beetlejuice coming to the rescue as a white knight investigator at 400 an hour. I mean, this storyline just keeps on a going. So, he has pleaded not guilty to the charge. This is Keith Freeman. He is the city administrator. The new subpoena asks for payment disbursement information from the village, including expense reimbursements and credit card expenditures to Henyard and Freeman, as well as businesses operated or controlled by Freeman, Keith Freeman LLC, and government staffing advisors, according to sources. And we're going to need to see those books. We're going to need to see those books. Yeah, we've got funny business going on here. Books are cooked, folks. The books are cooked. Freeman, an Orland Park resident, is Dalton Village administrator and is a manager with Thornton Township, where Henyard is supervisor. She's also supervisor on top of the mayor, right? Records related to trips taken by village elected officials and other personnel are also being requested, including expense reports and credit card receipts, sources confirmed. What about this one for the strip club in Vegas? What about that one, the Girls of Glitter Gulch? You know, that was client development. We just really need, you know, yeah. What are you guys doing? We're to Vegas. Trips include visits in October 22nd to Springfield, in March 2023 to D.C., and in May of 2023 to Las Vegas. That's the one that's going to bring them down, right? Las Vegas visit purportedly made for economic development reasons resulted in a recent federal lawsuit by a former Dalton employee. Yeah, this thing just, this is the case that just keeps on giving, right? Just keeps on a giving. The lawsuit names Henyard, the village, Thornton Township, and a village official as defendants. And the plaintiff, who previously worked for the village and was on the Las Vegas trip, accuses the village official of performing non-consensual sex with the employee after she had blacked out. So we had some drinking going on, maybe a little bit of recreational, I don't know, you know, whatever else you might be doing. And then, maybe you had one of those hotel rooms that had the pass-through door in between. Yeah, somebody passed through and somebody passed out. No, but we don't really know, right? We don't really know. But I'm sure Beetlejuice is going to get to the bottom of this pronto for us. So the subpoena also seeks records of municipal resources being used on behalf of any political entity, including Henyard's campaign committee, Friends of Tiffany Henyard. Does she have any left? Does she have any? She does not seem like she probably has political allies. She does not strike me as somebody who has a lot of friends, because she just mows people down. You've seen her at any of the council meetings? Yeah, it's shocking. She runs it like a drug king. The way she talks to people, derogatory. She's not making friends. So we got the Friends of Tiffany Henyard and any charitable organizations, including the Tiffany Cares Foundation. That should really read Tiffany Cares About Tiffany Foundation, but it does not. It's just Tiffany Cares Foundation. In February, the Illinois Attorney General's office sent a letter to the foundation demanding that it stop soliciting or accepting contributions, then it must register with the state. Dalton trustee Kiana Belcher, speaking after the first round of subpoenas, because, you know, it's not too many villages or city councils or small towns that has multiple rounds of subpoenas just flying by. There's the first one. Here goes the second one. Wow. Jeez, got a lot of subpoenas back there. Man, we are being subpoenaed up here. First round of subpoenas were dropped at Village Hall, said the investigation is an embarrassment to the community, but that I'm glad we got the attention because we need it. Belcher said that she had not been interviewed by any investigators and that in recent visits to Village Hall, it's like a ghost town with maybe one or two people in the entire Village Hall. A media relations firm representing Henyard in the village did not respond to a request for comment. What do you even say? There she is. There is our super mayor right there. Man, I mean, do you really think you're going to get away with all this? I mean, the classic, I'm just going to go in and use the village of, you know, the village idiots of Dalton, because she truly thinks that most of the people in her village are idiots. Otherwise, she wouldn't, you know, pull the crap that she's doing and have this just kind of, I mean, she just runs around and, you know, she's the super mayor and don't talk back to her because she's got it all worked out. And then, you know damn well she's claiming that, you know, these subpoenas, these investigations, yeah, they're trying to hold me down. They're trying to hold me down because, you know, She's being held down. She's being, you know, she's not able to perform her full duties because she's got all these subpoenas and whatnot. You don't have subpoenas like these on the books of a governmental entity unless there's some real cause for concern. And there's cause for concern here. I mean, the fact that we had the, you know, the city employee go, you know, I blacked out on our trip to Vegas and I think somebody did something bad to me. You don't have a lot of those stories typically out of most council meetings, do you? No, no. Sounds like that trip to Vegas was a real zinger. You had some shenanigans going on, the least of which is, you know, Dalton Village money was probably used for who knows what. It's Vegas, right? A little bit of gambling. Yeah, maybe see a show or two. Maybe go see Neil Diamond. I don't know. See you two. Go see what you want to see, right? Yeah, you can't really write that off as a economic development expense because the only thing that you are developing is probably some more liability in any one of these given, you know, what could end up being federal cases against the city of Dalton, the village of Dalton, against Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard, against the other supervisor dude. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to this, isn't there? So how much longer is this case going to take? How much more dirt are investigators going to come up with on the whole Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard? Yeah, they're probably going to come up with enough, and then will charges be made? I wonder what Vegas's take is on the odds of Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard making it to the end of her mayor. How long was she elected as an official for? Is it a 4-year term? Because I think she's only what, a year in, something like that. Is she going to make it to her full term? Who knows, right? At this point in time, it does not seem likely that she she will make it much into 2025. Going to be lucky to make it through 2024. Because some of these allegations, you're just like, you did what? I mean, you purportedly did what? Yeah, I'm innocent of all this stuff. When she was interviewed, a journalist asked her, you know, did you go to Vegas? And the answer she gave was just so defiant. And then when the guy asked her for a follow-up, she wasn't denying, she wasn't saying yes, but she was, you know, basically skirting the question, knowing darn well, everybody knows they went to Vegas. I mean, you had leadership of Dalton go to Vegas. So why am I picking on Vegas? Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. DC? Whatever happens in DC stays, it just doesn't have the same ring to it. No, it doesn't. It just doesn't. So you need to make sure that you're subscribed. Hit that notification bell because we're doing updates on this. And this case right here, this has got some legs on it. So love to have you subscribe, do all that good stuff, and I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.